Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona. With me as always, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And joining us again, the lovely Sailor Sage.
Hi.
And her potty mouth. Don't start.
Don't do it.
I know.
You saw it. You were like.
I know. I saw it. I'm like, nope. Don't do it. But before we get into today, Sarah, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram at thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And just a heads up, we're trying a new thing. Our podcasts are going to be a little shorter, so let us know what you think.
Short and sweet and to the point.
Right?
Woo. Yes.
So, but we did get a voicemail that I really wanted to get to. It's from one of our faithful listeners, Stevie.
What up, Stevie?
What's up, ladies of the broadcast? This is Stevie. Just wanted to let you know that Taryn and Matt, the Overnight Sensation, came over and visited me in the hospital yesterday and gave me a card, and you two signed it, and I wanted to thank you both for signing that, and I want to thank everybody here, so you for signing that. And I also like to thank Jeets and T-Inch from Hot 103.7 stopping by and visiting me last week also and gave me a little care package, and that was great. And slash ladies, I'm doing fine, just waiting for approval to go to rehabilitation for rehabilitation effort. So hopefully it's today, because we put a request in last week and we still haven't approved it, but there's just strings that are out of my control. So I'll let you guys know what's going on once in a while. Let you know, ladies, you know I'm doing fine. Don't know much else. I'll talk to you ladies later, and hopefully Slipknot comes soon. Bye.
Well, don't want to get too much into what's going on with Stevie. I'll feel like if he wants everyone to know, he'll let us know. We just know that he's going through a difficult time right now. He's in the hospital, and we're hoping that he has a speedy recovery.
Yeah, yes. Totally.
A speedy Stevie recovery.
Aww. I see what you did there.
Sometimes I'm clever.
Sometimes.
We did get another text message. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm getting a little gross. So we got a message from our buddy Moose.
Moose, it's been a while.
This is based on our conversation we had, I think, last week or the week before, because we didn't have a podcast last week. He says, so being full-blooded Native American, people always wanted to know how I feel about cultural appropriation. I'd recommend watching the documentary Real Injun. My opinion, I hate my heritage being some sort of mascot. It feels disrespectful given the history, but there's a running joke in the Native American community of white man who's more Native than most Natives, which would apply to my grandpa, Chet, who dated a Native woman, who's my mom's mom, and embraced the culture. He can carve paddles and can sing a bunch of our songs, but is as white as rice. There's a difference between my adopted grandpa and some person wearing a headdress at a festival. Sorry if this is all over the place. I've been working 12-hour days, 7 days a week, and today's my first day off. And, well, whiskey. Moose.
Holla.
Yes, the first thing I do as a woman is definitely see what the female Big O is like.
Yeah.
Based
I feel
on
like that's
got
to be the first thing.
See, we're all on that same page.
But, okay, so where he's saying, like, some war, he's talking about his grandpa, right?
Yeah, who's white.
Who's white.
As rice.
I mean, like, I'm kind of in that same situation where, and I think I talked about it too, where my step-grandfather is 3/4 Alaska Native. And so I grew up in that culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like anything, like if I wear a button blanket, I don't feel like that's cultural appropriation because it's technically my culture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of cool that I've got that in common with him.
That is cool.
But what up, Moose?
Yeah, it is hard to like, how would you know though? Like if you are wearing it over me wearing it, we're both white as rice.
Yeah.
You know, like no one's going to like talk to both of us and be like, which one is, you know.
Yeah, I don't feel like anyone would say anything because, I mean, especially nowadays when I go to potlucks or any sort of gathering for my clan, damn near half the room's white. Like, that's just kind of how it is these days.
Mm. I mean, everyone's kind of eventually going to mix and become a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because even with my ancestry report, it's like, yeah, I'm still pretty white, quote unquote, but like according... I think they say that they trace back my family roots being in Mexico up like at least the earliest or whatever the only information is the 1700s. So we've been in Mexico for a couple hundred years.
Yeah.
So the funny thing, bringing up that genealogy, my mom took a maternal test.
Oh.
And it was like a DNA test, and it's supposed to be a lot more accurate. So you guys want to know what my mom's results were?
Yes.
Okay. 4% Hispanic, Mexican, Colombian, and Peruvian.
Ah!
6% Indian, 1% Japanese, 12% Spanish, 11% Italian, 18% French, 25% Finnish, 22% Celtic British, and 0.1% African. So all together.
Dang, you're everything.
Yeah. 88% Celtic, 6.7% South Asian India, 3.4% Latino, and 1.4% East Asian, Japan and China.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane? So maybe I'm not as white as I think I am.
I feel like that's so awesome. Weird. And you still wouldn't do it, Sarah?
I don't know, especially because it always changes. So I wouldn't want to do it until I know it's like concrete. And like, I mean, this is what I am. Like, I don't want it to change every year or so. Like, I would rather just not know at all. Yeah, like
I
yours.
I feel like it's always going to change, though, as new like discoveries happen.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of like, well, what's the point then?
For me, it's very interesting.
You won't know.
It's interesting to see how science progresses.
Yeah,
and how things can change, because even though like when I thought I was mostly Italian, I still never, like, oh, well, I'm Italian. Like, I never carried myself as I was an Italian because I was born and raised in a Mexican culture by parents who were born and raised in a Mexican culture by parents, you know, and so on and so forth. So I am an American with a Mexican culture.
Yeah, I guess I was not brought up, like,
you're still going to be
heavily
you're white.
Italian or Irish, because that's what my mom, Italian and Irish.
Yeah.
But like,
is it about like, from what you understand, 50-50-ish? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
So I would be like a quarter-quarter. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, yeah, like my last name is Italian. Her last name was Irish. Like, we didn't like, we're not like, woo, we're going to Italy or like here. I mean, we eat a lot of food from Italy, but like, I never like grew up with like either
those cultures or traditions
at all. I'm just like, me.
I think for me, one of the most interesting things is growing up, you have this mindset of, oh, my mom and dad are this percent this and this percent this. Mm-hmm. So that makes me, you know, half of whatever they are. But in reality, like, there are so many different people in your ancestry that I've hooked up and breeded with cultures,
right,
and that might not have been talked about and might not have been passed down in your family verbal history.
Well, like, I know,
so learning about that is dope.
Well, my grandpa, my dad's dad, is like a literal bastard. Like, I don't know if I ever told you guys this story. Basically, his mother, so my great grandmother, had an affair with the man of the house who she was a maid for.
Oh.
And he's like, that's not my son. And so my great great grandfather said, you can give him our last name. So my grandpa grew up dirt poor, shining shoes when he was 5 years old, never knew his real father. So it was his grandfather that raised him, basically with his mom.
Gotcha.
So I don't know anything about
that side of the,
anything. Like, I don't know, were they Spanish? Were they whatever?
That hurts my brain. See, right? I don't really like, after
just
like my grandma and grandpa, I don't care.
Is that too deep for you?
I just, like, don't really care. Like, they're dead. I'm never going to meet them. I don't really care. Like, I've always thought, like, history is history. Like, I don't give two Fs about it, kind of thing. Like, I got my mom, got my dad, and, like, my grandparents, which, even with that, like, I only knew one of them, and one of them is, like, still kicking it. But I care because you're in my life, you're cool. But, like, I've never been like, grandma, tell me about your parents, ever. I've never been like, tell me about my great, because I don't care. I'm not going to meet them.
It's not so much about, I mean, it's partially that, because when I found out, I had a class project once where I had to write about like an older person, about their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had to be somebody you knew. So I did my grandma. I called her, and like, just to see her life in a different perspective, because she's always been grandma. She's been fun. She's made us food and, you know, gave us kisses.
Yeah. Spoiled the crap out of you.
Right. But then when you actually start, you know, hearing about these things and hearing what it was like growing up for them, like hearing those things about grandpa, like, he was dirt poor. Like, he didn't have anything. And my grandma, like, she was the oldest daughter of like a bunch of kids. So she was always the one getting yelled at, always the one having to do all the work. She was the oldest. Yep. So she's like, I'm going to get married. I'm going to get the hell out of this house. And then it turned out she had to do the exact same thing all over again. So it kind of bummed me out, but it was just like, you learn from this. That's the whole point of history. Yeah. Is like, you don't want to repeat the mistakes of other family members. So when she told me that, and my aunt, her daughter, my dad's sister, she would always tell me from a young age, I was like 14, 15 years old, she'd be like, you know what? Go to college. Go have fun. Go party.
Yeah.
Go experiment. Go experience what you want.
Have a life.
Yeah, go, you know, have sex. Do these things. When these are things that my parents weren't telling me to do. She's like, go party. Get drunk. Do your stupid crap. You're going to do.
Hey.
Get your degree. Don't depend on anybody.
Yeah.
Like, don't depend on a guy to take care of you. And I see that in my, like, in the church community I was in, which was mostly Hispanic.
It's very old school.
Women couldn't leave because they had nothing. They didn't work. They didn't have any work history. They had a bunch of kids they needed to take care of. So they get stuck with these either emotionally or physically abusing husbands or just people they weren't in love with because they couldn't leave. So
it's also crazy to like think about the fact that like your grandma went through that. And in our minds, like I don't know if anybody else has this, but I have this weird concept of time. So like, when I think back, because I've heard a lot of stories about my great-grandma who was partially Japanese and was actually in the Japanese internment camps when they were here in Seattle. She was sent off at a very young age of like 4 or 5 to learn how to do housework, like those sorts of things. But in like, in my mind, that kind of a life seems so far away, like so back in the or in the history. But in reality, like, she has lived in this modern day.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Yeah, like, and
probably blows their mind, too.
Yeah.
Like, what
It's just,
heck?
Like, especially when you look at other five-year-olds, like, what are they doing now? Watching Paw Patrol and, you know, eating Cheerios.
Baby shark doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, and then, like, 8 years old, they're all going to have cell phones and, like, know what selfies are and use filters and stuff. It's so weird.
It's like I have friends who their kids, they're so used to filters that when you go to take a photo of them, they stick their tongue out because they're like thinking that they're a dog or that something's gonna happen.
A rainbow's ready to come out of it or something.
But it is sad. It gives you a different perspective, and it really lets you cherish what you have today. And it lets you, like, I feel like it's important to know some of these things.
Yeah.
Or even just, like, my grandmother's sister, her name's Chavela, and she's shorter than me. She's tiny. She's my tía Chavela, and she's shorter than me, and I've hung out with her maybe 2 or 3 times, and she can be a bitch, but she is so sassy. And, like, this is, like, if I would have never talked to my grandma about, like, her siblings or if my mom never told me stories about her aunts or anything like that, I would have felt a lot more isolated because I always felt like the odd one out because it's like, oh, everyone's so nice and proper and grandma's all about rules and this, or my mom's side. But then to see her sister, who's this sassy bitch, you know, 4 foot something, you don't mess with her. She will lay you out. 70 something year old lady, like, to this day, will still lay you out. And it's just like hearing these stories, I'm like, this woman, she's like, yeah, she was
awesome.
A feisty bitch when she was younger and she still is. Oh my God, I do love her too.
Don't know her, but I love her and I want her to adopt me.
Right. Well, like, it was funny because my mom's like, my mom likes it when I scratch my back or her back. She's like, scratch your tía's back. And I'm doing it. And she's like, okay, lower, lower. And I'm like, tía Chavela, any lower, I'm going to hit nalga, butt cheek. She's like, just keep scratching. I'm like, Chavela.
She's like, I don't want to hit your butt cheek though.
I'm like, dirty old lady.
Oh, she's just trying to get it.
Yeah, that's not your job. Yikes, she needs a man.
All right, well, do you guys, she does have a man. And then she ended up, okay. Fun stories about my families. This was actually fairly recent, within the last couple of years. They go to a concert for whatever, I don't know what it was. And she's there with her new husband. I think her first one died. And she went to go get a soda. I never met him. I don't know him. So I'm pretty sure this is her husband or boyfriend. So she goes to get a soda and realizes she doesn't have enough change. So this younger dude, maybe like, I'm guessing 40s, 50s, 60s, and, you know, she's in her 70s.
Nice.
He's like, oh, no, I'll pay for it. Like, he was very nice. She's like, hey, what's up? Just kind of talking to him, and her guy comes along. She's like, okay, go away. She's all kinds of like, and just hanging out with this guy until he had to leave. She's like, he just left me. Who does that? It's like, he bought you the soda, okay?
Yeah.
He was being nice. She was trying to get all up on that. I'm like, Tia Chavela, you little hussy.
Wow.
Maybe that's how they did it.
They
did it back in her day.
Right? I'm just like, God, you're so freaking
free
awesome.
Free soda is really asking for something else.
But then I see like my grandma, and not to get too depressing, but my grandpa passed away back in October. And as much as I loved him, he was an awesome grandpa. Like, he was one of my favorite people. Looking back as an adult on their marriage and everything I watched him do, he wasn't the greatest husband.
Yeah.
He was very misogynist. Like, he was just very controlling. He had to be up and everything. Even towards, like, the last couple years of his life, he was really deaf and blind. So when I did go visit him with Tia Chavela and my mom and my other aunt, they were all laughing up, just, you know, clucking away, you know, just having a good time. My grandma had a big old smile on her face, and he was just always like, he looked like a little kid who was not being included.
Yeah.
He's like, what? And it's like, don't worry about it. They're not talking to you. It's like, I love you, Grandpa, but let the ladies do their thing. You don't let Grandma do her thing. So to see her now, not that she doesn't miss my grandpa, because she misses him a lot, but she, like, a priest told her at my grandpa's funeral, and she's kind of saying this is her mantra. It's, you know, it's like, this is a new stage in my life that I'm devoting to my grandkids, to my family. So it's like, this is, I never got to do these things. So my aunt will take her to go get her nails did.
That's so awesome.
And everyone's like, look, you have a certain amount of money you get every month. And she gets a decent amount. She's got 5 kids, and everyone gives her a ton of like disposable income. It's like, you do whatever you want to do. You want to buy that purse? Buy that purse.
Yeah. You do you, boo.
It's like, you want to do this? You want to get your hair done? Go get your hair done. You don't have to ask permission anymore. You don't have to do anything like that. So to see like the relationship and like the personality my grandma had for so long.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's another learning experience. Like, I don't ever want to be in that situation. Even though I love my grandpa, I don't ever want to be in her situation.
Well, now she's not like taking care of him too.
Yeah.
He was like blind and deaf. Like, that's like a full on job.
And like, he was like, you would not trust this guy to drive a car. And like, he would walk alone a lot, but when I'd visit him, I'm like, nope, you're sticking with me, Grandpa.
You're going to fall off the curb.
Yeah. That's kind of like, my mom's going through that right now. Her husband just passed away a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
But
like, I've never had a good relationship with him. Like, he's my mother's husband. Mm-hmm. So
how long were they married? Have they been married for a long time?
They've been married for a while. Yeah. I mean, maybe 15 years.
Okay,
so you sort of-ish grew up with him.
Kind of. I mean, like, I was a teenager.
Yeah, when they got together.
Yeah. But I'm just like, I just keep reminding her, like, this is a new beginning for you. Like, you have spent the last 15 years with a very controlling, misogynistic man. Now you can go do whatever the hell you want. You can come visit your daughters without having to deal with him. Like, you can, travel, you can go do whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a brand new day for you.
Does she see that, or did she know that
I think
he was
controlling?
So she, even before he passed.
Yeah. And I mean, like, he had been ill for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of just
like, it had been real bad since last summer, and so it was just kind of a
lot of time to emotionally prepare for it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happened with my grandpa too. Like, we were already like, okay, he doesn't have long for this world.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's probably going to be tough for her for a while. Like, it's going to be hard for her to see that. And I think, at least with my grandma, and I don't know if this would be for your mom too, it's like, having her be around like her kids and her grandkids has really helped.
Yeah.
Like, she's kind of got her own space. Like, she's got a room in my aunt's house. She's got all her... I love my grandma, but she loves porcelain dolls, and they're creepy as hell.
Oh, can't
see it.
She's like one of those grandmas.
My grandma used to buy those for me.
Mm-mm. Nope. And I had explained to her when I went to Mexico, I'm like, you realize these are creepy? She's like, how are they creepy? I'm like, look at them.
They're all staring at you.
So my mom just gave her one, and she's like, oh, take it out of the box. I need to put it in my room right now. So she's almost like
So she sleeps with all the porcelain dolls?
I mean,
they're like her friends, probably.
Yeah, like, we're all kind of creepy. Like, we all have...
Don't look at me like that, Sarah.
Sarah, you can't talk. You have a freaking, what is it, an American Girl doll looks like you or whatever it is?
She's in the closet, though.
She's crazy.
I had an American Girl doll.
She can't look at me when I sleep, though, because she'd straight up come alive. Like, yeah. Like, I love Chucky, like the doll. Chucky's dope, but I don't think I could ever own one.
Because... No, I would never be able to own one.
Yeah,
never.
But I think he's adorable.
Oh, I'm the same way. I'm like, obsessed with, like, 80s and 90s. Serial killer kind of
horror
vibes.
But they can't be like in your room.
No.
Well, in the closet's fine, but no.
It's funny because I had, speaking of creepy things in your room, I hooked up with a dude once. We didn't end up doing it because whiskey was a problem for him, if you know what I mean.
Whiskey.
We've all been there.
There you go. There's your one. I'll try.
Thank you.
I'll try to not do anymore.
But I have a bunch of artwork of the crow all over my room. And he says that it was staring at him the entire night. I'm like, cool, because I don't care.
Dude, I was totally doing J-Rubs the other day. And he has this shirt that I bought him that has wolves on it. And he was on top and he was wearing the wolf shirt. And like,
it was all
I was staring at. And I seriously, like, I couldn't. And the eyes were just like glaring at
me. Were you drunk?
No, I was so sober. And then I was like, you cannot wear that shirt again. It's so distracting.
At least
and
not like, during.
Take the shirt off.
Yeah.
It's like when guys keep their socks on.
Yeah, but sometimes the socks, like, they keep you warm.
And so does the shirt.
Didn't we have a whole conversation like 2 years ago on this podcast about how socks increase your
something like that?
Because I definitely play with socks
on
now.
Holler.
Oh my God, I love you. But kind of wrapping this all up, is there anything, and I know, Sarah, you're not really into the history, but if you could think maybe for next week and what I would like you guys listening to write us in about, is there something about your history that you found out that you thought was like what, like family history that blew your mind, or what is something you would like to know? Like whether it's traditions or like, I think I would like to know what happened to the family, you know, my grandfather's like family, basically. Did he have any brothers and sisters he never met? See, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, like the one that didn't want him? Like his dad didn't want him?
Uh-huh.
Bastardo.
But I don't know. I'll let you guys think about it.
Think about that.
Definitely. I mean, like my dad, so we just found his biological father 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow.
So it would be really cool to know more about his side. Yeah.
I wonder if we can do some digging.
Probably.
Facebook. I can find anything on Facebook.
Yeah, you can.
And what's this guy's last name, Dad? Okay, let me see if I can find him.
Yeah.
Found him.
I once found my one of my best friends, her new boyfriend's high school girlfriend and college girlfriend, just based off of their first names.
You are awesome. I used Facebook to find out a guy I hooked up with was married after only giving me his first name.
Yay. Yeah.
Dang, I need to come with you guys if I need. I need some help with that.
Moral
I'm really
of the story.
Don't mess with Sage or I.
Don't lie to girls.
Really don't.
Because they'll find out.
If you have social media, yeah,
it's not
all
like,
over.
You know, 70 years ago when my grandpa was born. It's like, nope, people are going to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
They'll find out.
I know it was a little intense there for a minute, but thank you guys for joining us.
Woo!
Bye.